Right now, though, it's Britain's worst man-made catastrophe. And nearly 1 month on from the deadly mining disaster, the search continues for at least six people who went missing when that tailings dam burst in the southern state of Minas Gerais. On the 5th of November, two waste dams collapsed at the Samarco mining site, killing 13 people and unleashing a wave of toxic mud equivalent to 25,000 Olympic swimming pools. The Brazilian government has moved to sue the two mining giants, which share ownership of Samarco, Australia's BHP Billiton and Brazil's Vale, for $5.2 billion. Now, a Brazilian law firm is seeking to raise awareness here in Australia about the extent of this disaster in the hope of trying to speed up the clean-up in affected areas and the rebuilding that must follow. Joelson Dias is a senior partner at Barbosa & Dias Associated Lawyers. He's partnered with an NGO to draft a letter calling on Australian politicians to pressure BHP into action. Joelson Dias, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you very much for your call, Fram.
Joelson, what are you hoping to achieve from this letter?
We're just trying to raise some awareness. Brazilian institutions, the judiciary, the public prosecutor offices, are still doing something already. The company itself and Vale and its joint venture BHP are also providing some measures, but we do believe we need to speed up because we're talking about the environment, right? We talk about the river, we talk about the ocean, and the most important, we talk about the people, the families who were affected by this tragedy, the fishermen, the agricultural communities that live all along the river.
But as you say, Joelson, Vale and BHP Billiton, they've announced plans to work with Samarco to establish a voluntary non-profit fund to support the recovery of the river system. BHP Billiton's also said it's committed to supporting Samarco to rebuild the community and restore the environment affected by the breach of the dams. So why do you think you need to do more? Why are you hoping to get Australian politicians involved? Isn't BHP Billiton saying all the right things?
Well, we're very happy they're doing it already. They're very important measures, the funds, the meetings, and everything they're doing. But it's clearly not enough because we have more than 100 houses that were damaged, more than 100 families affected, people who died, all the fish, all the environment. And all the, clearly, I mean, we don't know even if the water waste, the mud, if we talk about the mud, if we talk about the sludge, if it is toxic or not. Some cities for a while couldn't even use the water from the river. Some reports say the water is not drinkable in some parts of the river. People are not in a position to reach, to get access to the reports, so there is a lack of information. So we do believe that there's still to be done. There's a lot to be done.
Yes.
It's not enough. It is insufficient what is being doing so far.
Okay, so it's insufficient what they're doing so far, and you're calling on Australian politicians to try and put pressure on BHP. You want Australians, basically, as I understand you, to be aware of the extent of this tragedy and to pressure BHP into acting more quickly and more generously. This is people power you're calling on, really, isn't it, to embarrass BHP into action?
Not really to embarrass, but just to let Australian people know that according to all our environmental bodies in Brazil, according to our president herself, she just spoke yesterday at the conference on climate change in Paris, it has been considered the worst environmental accident in Brazil. So, as I said, the Brazilian authorities are doing what they can. We do have some judicial processes, actions going on already. People are trying to recover at least part of the damage, but there is still a lot to be done. People were saying that all this, the mud and the sludge may be toxic, for example.
Look, it's obviously a shocking tragedy. No doubt about that, Jolson. I mean, as you say, people have died. The river is poisoned, it would seem. 250,000 people left without water following the contamination of the River Dosse. The mud which swept away whole villages. So there's an enormous, enormous amount of restoration to be done and of reparation to be done. But I guess what I'm asking you is, what do you want Australian politicians to ask BHP Billiton to do right now?
Yes, to see if BHP, together with Vale, can do even more. Take some immediate action regarding not only the environment, to be sure that we can recover as fast as we can all the damage that was made, to be sure that we won't face such a situation again, because there is still a third dam. We want to be sure that this third dam won't collapse as the two other did. Families are living in hotels and hostels in very precarious conditions. They don't know yet, they don't know so far when they'll be provided with housing, appropriate housing. The workers themselves, they have their jobs guaranteed only until the end of January. Companies are saying already that they cannot guarantee paying their wages after that time. So there are still a lot of concerns that we really wanted the Australian society to be aware and see how they can assist us in asking BHP to do even more, to take even more urgent and immediate action, so we won't prevent further damages and recover what is possible to recover as fast as they can.
Speed is really important here, Jolson, isn't it? Thank you very much for joining us.
I do appreciate your attention and your call. Thank you very much.
And good luck for all of those people there struggling with the recovery of this horrible event. Jolson Dias is a senior partner at Barbosa and Dias Associated Lawyers in Brasilia. He's working with an NGO called Coletiva Margarida Alves to raise awareness, as you could hear, about the extent of the damage caused by the Samarco dam burst. And yesterday, the Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff, there using the platform of the Leaders Summit in Paris, said her government is suing BHP and Vale for $5.2 billion for environmental recovery and compensation. And she says she's determined to punish those responsible.